5. Yud Adar, Sunday the 25th of February, Rabbi Meir Treibitz. Purim from a different perspective. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Esther Brocha Bas Aryeh Oleha Shalom.
Okay, Shakoyach.
Thank you.
Welcome to you.
London. Yesterday, which on Shabbos, we learned Parsha Zohar, right, in which we'll makayim the mitzvah of Schiras Mechias Hamalek. And in addition to learning Parsha Zohar, we also learned the Haftarah. And the Haftarah in Shmuel speaks about that Shaul HaMelech is commanded to destroy Amalek. And what he does was that he actually kills out everybody, men, women, and children. But he leaves some of the cattle, some of the finer cattle, which he leaves in order to bring sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shaul says. And Shmuel confronts him. Shmuel HaNovi confronts him, and says, "You weren't mekayim the Devar Hashem." And as a result of that, Shaul HaMelech, in fact, actually is stripped of his right to become Melech. And that's the, what's it called? That's the beginning of the end. I think Winston Churchill said, okay, beginning of the end. Now, so the question is, what was Shaul HaMelech's justification? So, there's a Gemara in Yuma. And Chavdezim and Beis, the Gemara brings from the Pasuk, from the Haftarah, V'yorev b'nachal, Omer Amani, al iski nachal, b'shar she'omer l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'shol. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shol, which means he commanded Shol HaMelech through Shmuel, lech v'kisas Amalek, you should destroy Amalek, Omar, so Shaul HaMelech said, Uman nefesh achas amra teira, havei egla arufa. If on one person who's killed, the Teira said to bring an egla arufa, call him a foshas halolo achas kamba for kamba, how much more so? I mean, this is a terrible thing, we're killing so many people. Achas kamba for kamba, do we have to bring an egla arufa, we have to make a kapora? Vim odom chota, if people sinned, so what are the animals? The animals are not guilty. Bim gedolim chotu, and if all the people were chayter, Amalek, right? Ketanim machotu. Yotza baskol, so baskol came out. V'amalai, and said, al tehi tzadik harbe. Don't be too much of a tzadik. Okay, now, very nice. So we see that Shaul HaMelech had what we might term today an ethical issue. And that's something that I think that many people might ask. How could the Torah command to destroy innocent people, to kill innocent people? And that was Shaul HaMelech's ethical issue. So this is very, very nice, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the Haftarah. In the Haftarah, we don't see that Shaul HaMelech had an ethical issue. Shaul HaMelech was commanded to wipe out Amalek, and the only reason that he left animals, he said that the Am was Chaymel Ametav Atzai to bring Kabbadois, also an Agat too, but it's a mashmal a little bit too, when at the end of the Haftarah, when Shaul HaMelech is Shesen, Lefnei Hashem, that was also a type of a Kobe, but whatever it is.
Excuse for Agag.
What?
Excuse for Agag.
I spoke about that. We'll get to that too in the question, okay? But that's what I wanted to say. The Shmuel was Shesev Akim was also a type of a korban. It says Lefnei Hashem. Anyway, my question is: Chas v'Shem, the Chazal didn't see the Haftarah. So what I want to say today is that at the time. Right? At the time that the Haftarah speaking about a time before Beis HaMikdash, when of course there was a Yetzahara for Avodah Zorah, and it was a time of Kavanos. I'm going to speak about that. What Chazal are doing here in the Gemara is they're giving their perspective. How would a person at the time of Chazal understand what Shaul HaMelech was thinking? In other words, in the Navi, we have the historical event, the perspective at the time of the Navi. How do we take that perspective and translate it at a time after the Beis HaMikdash and after this Kabbalah? And that's the perspective of Chazal. And I want to say they have something in common. And of course, Bizman HaZeh, like the Netziv says in the Hamid Dover, where the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolech is really not to kill people, says the Netziv in Hamuk Dover and Pashas B'Shalach, but it is to be Moicha, what's called Tu'udas HaMolech, the philosophy of HaMolech. So also that will help us understand what does that mean too from our perspective. In other words, a Molech is historicist, which means there's in every generation, every tekufa, there has to be an understanding of what role is a Molech playing. Okay, now, why was it that the people sought to bring a korban? People bring a korban. Okay, so now, it's interesting, is what do we have a little bit similar, lahavdil, but no, in the Torah, to the destruction of Amalek? So I would say it would probably be L'Sil Azazel. You take L'Sil Azazel on Yom Kippur, right, and you throw it off a cliff, and you destroy the L'Sil Azazel, there's no avoider. There's no avoider. Not only that, there's no avoider, but Chazal say that the seal also was actually lazozel to the Sultan. So, is a Ramban, this is a famous Ramban in Achimayis, who raises the question, how could it be that Klal Yisrael is commanded to give a korban to the Sultan? So Ramban answers that it's not that Klal Yisrael is giving a korban to the Sultan, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is commanding us to bring a korban to the Sultan. In other words, we'll give it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the Alachuva of Rabban Shri Yisrael, Yosheb Esolatei Shekzatzal, he explains this in terms of the Gemara and Kiddushin. That if a woman says to a certain person, Tein mana leplaini, give a mana to pleini bez kadesh anilach, then we say she's begudeshes. Because it says you're giving it to the woman. So he says this is a halacha concept behind the Ramban. But I want to go a little bit further. I want to say, the fact is we have an act of destruction. An act of destruction has to have some meaning. Now, the meaning of the Ramban is that you're doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I claim that the expression of this is because there were two Se'irim. There was a Seir LaHashem, and there was a Seir LaAzazel. In fact, the halacha is, the Gemara tells us, the two Seirim have to be identical. And there was a Goyal. The fact is that what gives meaning to the destructive act of the Seir LaAzazel is the Seir LaHashem. In other words, we have A and B. B is an act of destruction. B can acquire meaning through A, if it's done at the same time. So in fact, actually, this was the thinking of Shaul HaMelech. The thinking of Shaul HaMelech is, how can a Kodesh Baruch Hu command an act of destruction? There has to be meaning. It has to be, not only has to be meaning, there has to be meaning that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in fact, commanded this. How do you do this in a time of Kabbalah? How do you do this? You do this by taking the Beit HaMatzah and bringing us a korban to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that was Shaul's Melech's thinking. He didn't see meaning in this act of destruction unless there was a korban l'Hashem. Okay? Now, what does Shmuel HaNavi say to him? He says, no. Because there's something called a Devar Hashem. In other words, the Chiddush of a Molech is, is the meaning because of the direct sibui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For this you don't need a korban. I want to claim the same thing here too. I want to claim that we have over here, as Chazal are explaining it, of course this is from the standpoint of Chazal, the time of Chazal, is that we have an ethical issue. Right? In other words, in the eyes of Chazal, in the understanding of what Shlomo HaMelech is doing, he has an ethical issue. He asks the question, how can I kill innocent people? How can I be able to kill innocent people? Right? Right? G'daylim chotu katanu machotu. Now, yotza baskoil v'omba alti tzadikalvi. Okay, and if I can actually read over here, the pasuk, which is a pasuk in Kehelet, "Al teitzadik halbei v'al tischakim yaseh lama tishoyim," meaning what? Like this: a person has an ethical issue. He thinks through something, and he feels that this thing that in fact, actually, this is not ethical to do. What's the source of ethics? Ethics, we believe, is not something which man creates intellectually ex nihilo. The source of ethics is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, what the Baskel said was, Al tihei tzahatik halbei, and Al tizchakem yaseh, meaning the following thing. You have an ethical issue, but the only reason you can think ethically is because you created B'Tzelem Elohim. So if there's a command, in other words, it's a beautiful answer, not that they need my answer, but it's a beautiful answer of Chazal. The source of your ability to think ethically is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without your B'Tzelem Elohim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't think ethically. So if there's a command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill them, you can't have an ethical issue. Al tischakim halbei. And that's what Chazal is saying. In other words, since the root of ethics is man's tzelem elokim, the root of ethics is the divine consciousness implanted in man's awareness. So to question ethically a command of God is a contradiction in terms. If you believe that God is our creator and the source of our ethics, our ability to think ethically. And that's what Chazal is saying in Yuma. Okay, now, today, it's not clear who's Amalek, some people say. It's not clear who's Amalek. Certainly, there's not a command today to kill an entire people called Amalek. But, nonetheless, like I quoted the Amidah before, is what's called Mechias to Udas Amalek. Namely, that Amalek is a worldview, an understanding of the world. And the worldview of Amalek really is, what Ziv says, is that there's not Hashkocha. Which I want to actually translate in my own language, means a lack of meaning. Meaning what? That today we live in a world which looks at everything mechanistically. I'm not only speaking about the physical sciences, even sociology, economics, even brain science. Our world is a world which looks at things mechanistically. Science, whether it be heart science, social science, right? Brain science, has tapped into physical and natural mechanism to the point where, in fact, we've successfully reduced the world to mechanism. The consequence of this is that one has to raise the question, but where is the meaning? Once the world, at a time when there was nays, at a time that people had not reduced the world to mechanism, so a person could search for meaning somewhere else in the world. But at a time, in an era where we've reduced the entire world to mechanism, the scientific process, so where do we find meaning? Where do we find meaning? Where do we find meaning? But without meaning, then we can't be guided ethically. Without meaning, certainly we can be guided ethically, but I think already now ethics is also being reduced to mechanism. I don't know if there's something called ethics. I think there's anthropology, there's sociology. I think we're witnessing the destruction of ethics too. Even forms of utilitarianism also, in a certain sense, reduce ethics to a type of a mechanism. So the notion of a divine ethic is very difficult to apprehend in today's world. Now, it's interesting. It says what we read in Parsha Zohar. We read in Parsha Zohar, which is at the end of Parsha Kisaitse. So, the Yavtera, right, is Zohar es Asher Asolecha Amalek. Right? And everybody knows that the mitzvah is Zohar. However, it says after that, right, don't forget. So this is a teras kahana b'sifra in b'chul kaisai. If it says zocher, why should it say lo tishkach? Or it says lo tishkach, why say zocher? There seems to be superfluous commandments. What's lo tishkach, what's zocher? So the Sefer says, "Loi tishkach," means that's shchicha b'leiv. Toshe means you should forget a malik. What zohar? So says the Sefer, "Shetiyeh shayne b'piv," that you should learn. You should learn. That's what zohar means. Shayne b'piv. What does it mean? You should learn. What?
Chazor. Chazor.
That's balabatish. says the Ravid, you should learn Hilchas Megillah. The Ravid says, Afanot, in the Sefer, Hilchas Megillah. What's the pshat in the Ravid? What's Hilchas Megillah? Okay, first of all, I want to tell you, I forgot to, maybe give me a Gemara in Megillah. I'll say it'll be up. Okay, fine, whatever it is. I have a raya to the Ravid from a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, Davdalim and Aleph, Amr Shubin Levi, I think it's Shubin Levi, Chay Adam, Lekrois Es HaMegillah, a person's chayav to read the Megillah, Balayla, Uvishanoisa Bayayim. And the Gemara had a Havamina. What was Havamina of the Gemara? That you should learn late Megillah at night and to learn the Shnayis Megillah during the daytime. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, no. We're speaking about you're supposed to read it at night and actually repeat it again in the daytime. And most of the Shnayim learn the Irkuis of Megillah is at night. I have a question. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? To lay the Megillah at night, L'Shnayis of Ayayim, describe it. Oh, this is the hot. This is the Raya of the Raven. That really, I'm Yaitzei Kriyas of Megillah, or the Chias Haman, or Zohar Shas Amalek, right? By learning Mishnayas Megillah. Okay, now I want to claim. What does this mean to learn Mishnayas Megillah? Okay.
Here comes the fisher boat.
Lo tishkach. Which means I shouldn't forget to destroy Amalek. I shouldn't forget what Amalek did. And like the Torah commands us, right? Timcha zecha Amalek. Lo tishkach. Because Amalek represents this world view that the world's mechanistic, that there's no meaning. But what gives my life meaning? If I'm commanded to destroy Amalek, which is an act of destruction, there has to be what? There has to be some meaning in my life. In other words, I have to have a Weltanschauung of meaning that allows me not only not to forget to destroy Amalek, but destroy Amalek. What gives meaning in my life? So when there was a Navi, it was a Tzimai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What gives meaning in my life that I can now not forget to destroy Amalek? Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah. Not proofs of this and that, but Limud HaTorah, learning Mishnayos and Megillah. A Jew who sits and learns. The act of learning, this is Mishnayos, because the Teyas Kahanim, the Lord of Tanta Kasam, was only Mishnayos. The act of learning is not only, so meaning is not a concept. Meaning is a being. The being of meaning. The act of meaning, of a meaning life, which is Limud HaTorah. That's Zohar. Once I learn Torah, and I engage in an act of Torah, then in fact, I could fulfill the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only that, and Bizman Hazeh, I could be Meicher on Teudas HaMalek, the Weltenschaum, the worlds of a Malek of a mechanistic world. A Jew who doesn't sit and engage himself. Shas doesn't engage himself in Limud HaTorah, right? Is not ethically qualified to, in fact, engage himself and declare war on the messianistic view which represents a Malek. And that's what I want to say. That's what Pasha Zohar is. That's the Drosh of Chazal. And this is, I think, the meaning of the Netziv. So, the Iker is that we should all be Zeicher to a proper Limud HaTorah. And the Limud HaTorah has to be meaningful. Has to be, right? Engaging in the demand, the Rishonim, and the Halachas. And only by probing and engaging ourselves in a deep understanding of the Torah do we, it's not giving meaning. Are we meaning to, are we living meaningfully? And only a meaningful life, living meaningfully through Limud HaTorah. And I want to say that in fact, actually, this is the first drash of Chazal in the Chumash. Now it says, Bereish is bo Elokim eis ha-shamayim v'eis ha-oretz. So the famous drash of Chazal is Reishis is Torah and Reishis is Yisrael. What does it mean, Reishis? Reishis is the world was created for Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that what? That in fact, that's the meaning of life. The world was created for Klal Yisrael and Torah. Means the meaning of life is Klal Yisrael learning Torah. That's the meaning of life. But what's also called Reishis? Amalek. Bilam said Amalek, Reishis goyim Amalek. In other words, the meaning of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael learns Torah, only that can be used to overturn and to sabotage the Reishis of Amalek, that without the Torah, the world drifts and evolves into a world of mechanism without meaning. Only through the meaning that we find in learning Torah, right, can we undo the Reishis of Amalek. Okay, we'll stop over here, and a Freilich in Purim.